effort to love fulfill the law? Is there a spirit of love? 就是说，对那个爱跟律法的目的两个目的比较一下，比较一下他们的全能的，比较一下爱的全能跟律法的全能，他们两方面的全能怎么能够达到那两个的目的？ 人怎么能够凭他自己的能力来满足律法的目的？OK，我先，OK，这个问题比较从另外从一个比较大一点的
context 去看啊。Let's
look at it from a larger context.
律法，如果我们真正要明白律法的话，我们应该从神的契约 covenant 方面去看。We
must start from God's covenant to understand the law.
事实上啊，圣经从来没有说神给你这些律法，那如果你遵守了这些律法，你就可以得救。圣经从来没有这么说。The
Bible never told us that by keeping this law of God, then we will be saved.
圣经乃是说啊。 神啊，跟我们当中啊有一个covenant，covenant就是在这里有把它翻成契约，或者是约，这个契约要讲，讲好一点。We
can say that there is a covenant between man and God.
那 covenant 本身是什么东西呢？
What is
并不是说神来跟我们两个来，不是神啊跟我们在这里说，那来我们两个来negotiate，我们两个来吵架还价。
Covenant doesn't mean that let's bargain together.
并不是说好，我跟你讲条件，如果你遵守我的律法，我就祝福你。It's
not saying that let's come to a condition. If you keep my law, then I will bless you.
那如果你不遵守我的律法，我就不祝福你。And
if you don't keep it, then I'm not going to bless you.
其实律法并不是那一套东西。Law
is not that kind of thing.
原这个律法本来就是神啊跟我们的契约，那个契约怎么来的呢？神跟我们的 covenant 那个约怎么来的呢？And
how did that covenant come along?
就是说啊，神自己本身啊took the initiative， 神本身啊自动的来说我要祝福你。God
took the initiative, saying that I will bless you.
神最初来到亚伯兰的时候，他神没有告诉亚伯兰说好你要跟着我怎么样怎么样做什么条件，然后我要祝福你，没有。 神就告诉亚伯兰说：“我拣选你，我要祝福你。” God
did not say to Abraham when he first approached him that if you do such and such a thing, I will bless you. God approached him and said, "I am going to bless you."
以色列人在埃及的时候，神没有告诉他们说：“好，我们现在讨价还价。” When
the Israelites were in Egypt, God did not come to the Israelites and say, "Let's bargain."
如果你要遵守我律法的话，我就把你 从这个犹太这个埃及地把你拯救出来，如果你不遵守我的律法，我就不拯救你。神从来没有这样做。God
never said that if you keep my law, I'm going to save you and get you out of Egypt, and if you don't, I'm not going to save you.
神自动的把以色列人从埃及地拯救出来。God
by his own effort automatically saved the Israelites from Egypt.
那神把他们拯救出来以后，神说：“我既然的拯救了你，所以啊，你应该这样做，这样做，这样做。”
What God is saying is that since I have saved you out of Egypt, then you should do such and such.
所以这一点观念很重要。This
is a very important concept.
这是圣经神学上那个很重要的一个问题。It's
a very important question in
biblical
theology.
就是说啊，我们要先明白律法的本质是什么东西。That
is to say, we must understand the nature of law itself.
我再讲一次啊，并不是说因为我们完全遵守律法，我们得救。Let
me repeat, it's not that because we keep the law that we're saved.
而是神先拯救了我们，神先拯救了以色列人，把你拯救出来以后，神告诉你说 ：“OK， 你要这样活走。” It
is that God saved us first, and after He saved us, He is saying, "Now you should live a certain way."
OK， 那这个律法跟爱有什么不一样
？Then what is the difference between the law and the law and love?
如果你了解律法是一方面的这个 covenant 当中的一部分的话。 事实上，律法本身跟神的爱本身没有什么冲突。If
you understand that law is just a part of that covenant, then you will understand that there is no conflict between love and the law.
所以，在这个加太书第三章那里啊，保罗才说。That's
why in Galatians chapter 3, Paul said.
保罗说啊，本来神对亚伯拉罕很多的应许，律法并没有改变他。
God said, Paul said that God had made a lot of promises to Abraham, but the law did not change those promises.
神已经决定要恩待亚伯拉罕。
God had already decided to bless Abraham.
那他说啊，神借着应许恩待要祝福亚伯拉罕。
He said that God, through the promise, was going to bless Abraham.
那他说那个430年以后进来的律法并没有改变那个神的应许的基础。
And he said that the law introduced 430 years later does not set aside the covenant previously established.
Okay, 我念那段圣经啊，加拉太第三章十七节。
Galatians 3:17.
加拉太三章十七节。
Galatians chapter 3:17.
我是这么说，神预先所立的约不能被那430年以后的律法毁掉，叫应许归虚空。
What I mean is this: the law introduced 430 years later does not set aside the covenant previously established by God.
Okay, 也许我们再念几下，因为承受产业若本乎律法，就不本乎应许。但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
For if the inheritance depends on the law, then it no longer depends on a promise. But God, in His grace, gave it to Abraham through a promise.
所以，如果你想，如果我们弄清楚说这个律法，这个律法就是这个约的一部分。
So we understand that law is just a part of that covenant.
如果这样的话，其实这个约本身也就是神的爱。
Then the covenant is
神的恩典，神的恩惠。
And that covenant itself is God's grace.
神的爱
，God's love.
Okay. 所以啊，这个律法跟爱啊，根本并没有什么冲突。
So there is no conflict between love and the law.
律法和恩典并没有什么冲突。
There is no conflict between the law and grace.
那底下的圣经告底下他说啊，我怎么啊、？Okay. 人怎么能够倚着靠着他自己的能力来？On effort to love, okay. 人能不能够靠着他自己的能力来爱，然后来成全律法呢
？How can man in his own effort to love fulfill the law?
好，我先讲一个讲这其实这两项是混在一起。
Actually, those two things are mixed up together.
第一，我们没有办法靠自己的力量去爱。
First of all, we cannot love by our own effort.
因为有神的能力在我们身上，叫我们去爱人。
It's only when God's power is in us that we can love.
我记得希望今天晚上有机会谈到这件事，稍微提到这件事。
I'm hoping to refer to this tonight.
所以啊，我们不是靠我们自己的能力去爱。
So we cannot love with our own effort.
而是神的新的生命在我们里面，使我们去爱别人。
And God's new life has come into us that we can love other people.
那保罗在这里说啊，保罗说爱成全了律法是什么意思呢？
What does Paul mean when he said that love fulfills the law?
他所说的本身呢，他所说的意思就是说啊，事实上，如果你真正爱的话，因为律法所说的一切都能够包括在爱这件事上。
Because law, everything that is in the law can be included into this word love.
因为耶稣讲过，如果你爱人的话，你就不会偷他的东西，你就不会杀他，你就不会犯奸淫，你就不会这样，很多事情就不会去做。
Because if you love a person, you will not steal, you will not kill that person, you will not do anything that is mentioned in the law.
所以保罗说爱就成就了律法的意思就是这样。
That's what Paul meant when he said love fulfills the law.
有没有回答你的问题？
Is the question answered?
好了，解散了，散会。
Meeting
okay. Okay. 彼得前书四章十九节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 12.
他借这人曾去传道给那些在监狱的聆听，是什么意思？人死后是否还有绝无机会得救？
Peter through the Spirit.Went to the jail and preached to the people.
No, he's talking about Jesus. By the Spirit. Okay, 我们看一下好了。彼得前书第四章，第十五节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 15. 12.
Oh, okay. 我等一下。
哦，十九节说
九。二九 ，OK。
那为什么？你的前诗第四章
没有吧？
第三章十九节对不对？也那选那选 ，OK OK。第三章十九节 ，OK， 错啊，对不起啊。
Chapter three, verse 19。
好，我们要看这节圣经，我们看前后文很重要啊。
If we're going to read this passage, then we must look at it in the context.
那里说，按着灵性说，他复活了。就十八节底下。
The latter part of verse 18, made alive. He was made alive by the Spirit.
他借这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的灵听。
And through the Spirit, he also went and preached to the Spirit in prison.
就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟，神容忍等待的时候不信从的人。
Those are people who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built.
OK， 这里的圣经啊，并不是告诉我们说，我要你如果现在不信耶稣啊，不要紧，反正你将来还有机会，你到监狱里面去还有机会。
This doesn't mean that if you don't accept Christ now, it's still okay. You still have a chance after you are in the spiritual prison.
因为这节圣经啊，当然是一个不是很简单、很容易的圣经啊，里面有两三个不同的可能性在那里说法。
There are a few different interpretations of this verse.
不过。一件事情我们很清楚的可以知道，可以说的就是说，并不是说你现在在今世现在没有信主，等到你将来死后以后再去信主还有机会，没有那一回事。
But one thing that it does, definitely does not mean, it does not mean that if you don't believe in Christ now, after you die, you still have the chance to do so.
因为圣经并没有说我们死后还有什么机会。
Because the Bible never told us that we'll have another chance after we die.
有一个很清楚的证据就在这里。
There is one clear evidence.
耶稣讲到这个拉撒路有跟财主的事。
When Jesus referred to Lazarus and the rich man.
那个财主啊，他死掉以后，他就到这个阴间去了。
After the rich man died, he descended to Hades.
那到阴间去以后啊，这个财主啊，在那里悔改。在阴间悔改
，and he repented when he was in Hades.
他还关心到他家里的人，他家里还有几位弟兄还没有罪啊，还没有死。
And at that point, he was concerned about a few brothers of his home because they had not died yet.
OK 啊，在那个时候啊，很显然的，虽然他已经悔改了，他已经懊悔了，可是那个懊悔并没有办法使他能够得救。
At that point, he was already repenting, but this kind of repentance cannot save him.
所以啊，那一点上就是说啊，从那一点上，我们弄得很清楚，就是说，圣经里面并没有提到说一个人在今世不信主，等到他将来以后死去以后还有一个机会。
So this doesn't mean that he will have another chance after he dies.
OK, 我们再看其他的啊。
Well, let's read on.
请问基督徒在日常生活中会犯错犯罪吗？
Will Christians still make mistakes and sin when in their daily life?
如果会是如何会形成呢？
If so, how did that come about?
既然他们奉守奉行圣经。
Since they believe in the Bible and do according to the Bible.
如果不会犯罪，那么他们岂不是太完美了，太美好了吗？
If they will not sin, then aren't they going to be too perfect?
或是基督徒若是在犯罪、祈祷、赦免、改过的循环呢？
Or are they also caught up in the cycle of sinning, asking for forgiveness, and being forgiven?
如此他们岂不是未能完全奉行圣经？
If that is the case, then isn't it true that they cannot do according to the Bible?
既然不能够完全奉行圣经，那还是可以称为基督徒吗？
And if they cannot do everything according to the Bible, then can you call them Christian?
好问题。
That's a good question.
好，我们先来看两节圣经，再来谈。
Let's go to two places in the Bible.
在约翰一书
First John
第二章第一节
In First John chapter 2 verse 2
约翰一书第二章第一节
Chapter 2 verse 1 Sorry.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin.
若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
He is the atoning sacrifice for our sin.
不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
And not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
好，我下面请问各位一个问题啊。
Let me ask you a question.
你看这段圣经啊，你看这节圣经啊，按照这节圣经啊。
If you read according to this verse.
我说、啊、照对的圣经不是照你所想的啊。
According to this verse, not according to what you think.
基督徒会不会犯罪
？Will Christians sin?
啊？会对不对
？Yeah, they will.
我没有说什么、
啊。I didn't say anything.
约翰一书第三章。
And First John chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
约翰一书第三章第九节。
First John chapter 3 verse 9.
啊，小心看啊。
Read it carefully.
凡从神生的就不犯罪。
No one who is born of God will continue to sin.
因为神的道存在他心里。
Because God's seed remains in him.
他也不能犯罪。
He cannot go on sinning.
因为他是由神生的。
Because he has been born of God.
啊，我请问各位啊。
Let me ask you.
按照我们所念这约翰一书三章第九节啊。
And so according to this chapter, this verse,
基督徒会不会犯罪
？Will Christians sin?
会不会
？Will they?
啊？我不是问你的高见，我是问到圣经怎么讲。
I'm not asking what you think. I'm asking what this verse says.
会不会
？No.
不会。哦，那是不是圣经矛盾了
？Then is there a contradiction?
那至少我们找到圣经矛盾，是很高兴，对不对
？We're pretty glad when we find contradictions.
其实并没有矛盾。
There is no contradiction.
为什么缘故呢
？Why？
因为约翰一书啊，第二章第一节所说的，是说啊，基督徒，因为我们中文呢、啊、没有那种文法，没有办法翻希腊文的文法，希腊文的文法很清楚，所以我们中文没有办法翻出来。
It's clear in the Greek, what it means, but it's hard to translate it into Chinese.
第二章第一节所说的说啊，基督徒会 once in a while，once in a while 怎么说？就是说 偶尔会犯罪。
Chapter 2 verse 1 says that Christians will sin once in a while。
啊，约翰一书三章所说的是说，基督徒不可能继续不断的犯罪。
But chapter 3 is saying that Christians will not continue to sin。
绝不可能。
It's impossible.
为什么呢？因为有神的生命在他里面。
Why? Because God's life is in him.
因为就换句话说啊，基督徒的生命已经改变了。
In other words, a Christian's life has been changed.
他有新的生命，所以他就不可能啊继续不断的犯罪。
He or she has a new life, so he or she will. It's impossible for them.
也许我可以讲一个例子。
Maybe I'll give.
我们晓得有两种动物啊。
There are two kinds of animals.
一种是台湾，尤其是台湾那个、猪啊。又臭又脏又什么东西很喜欢这个。
In Taiwan especially, there's the pig that is very dirty. It smells.
这个猪啊，你把它放在那个很臭的、很脏的猪舍，它就很舒服。
You put this pig in a very very stinky condition.
Well, 就是你要看那个一般的猪的情况。我是 I'm using one illustration, OK?
This is just an illustration.
Well, 就说如果不舒服的话 ，at least他继续不断住在那情况底下 ，OK？
The question was, how do you know a pig likes that kind of environment? The answer is that if he
at least that way they are living.
Yeah, they're、okay. they're staying in that kind of environment.
OK. 那还有一种动物啊
，and there's another kind of animal.
那一种在我们所知道一种羊啊，它不常住在那个又脏又臭的地方，
and,
对不对
？There's a kind of sheep that does not.Like this, that kind of environment.
虽然我们不一定晓得说羊这样，可是就是看它的生活就这个样子。
But we may not know exactly whether they like it or not, but by their living lifestyle, we know.
原因就是他们有不同的生命。
Because they have different lives.
所以它不同的生命呢，它就反应对环境的反应就不一样。
Because they have different lives, so they react differently to their environment.
OK, 基督徒啊，有神的新的生命以后，对罪的反应也不一样。
When a Christian has a new life, his reaction to sin will be different.
我希望各位不要把我的话，不要把我的话误解掉啊。
I hope you don't misunderstand me.
你要听清楚啊，我没有什么意思啊，所以各位不要 read into what I'm saying, more than what I say, more than what I mean.
不要。
就是说啊 ，OK， 你有新的，有生的，有生命改变以后啊，你对这个环境的反应就不一样。
When you have a change in your life, then you react differently to it.
所以就说，你不可能说一条羊啊，它一天到晚住在那一个像猪一样住在那个又脏又这个臭的地方。
A sheep will not tolerate a pig's environment.
可是，这条羊啊，偶尔有时候会脏到肮脏的地方。
But this sheep will still once in a while get dirty.
所以换句话说。一条羊啊，绝不可能继续不断的住在这一个脏的地方。
So, it's impossible for a sheep to continue to live in that kind of environment.
可是羊有啊，偶尔有时候会脏到脏的地方。
But a lamb sometimes will go to some dirty places.
好，圣经里面所说的基督徒对罪的情况也是这样。
This is the same illustration for a Christian towards sin.
圣经说基督徒不可能继续不断的在罪恶当中。
Since they're a Christian, it's impossible for him to live continuously in sin.
可是基督徒有时候偶尔也要犯罪。
But a Christian will once in a while sin.
在那种情况底下，圣经告诉我们说，那我们应该马上到耶稣那里，叫我们的罪得到赦免。
And if that happens, then the Bible tells us that we must immediately come before God and be forgiven of our sin.
那刚才的问题就是说，那基督徒是不是每天过着同样的循环？我犯罪悔改得到赦免，再犯罪再悔改，是不是这样
？So the question is that do Christians live in that kind of cycle every day? I sin, I repent, I be forgiven, I sin again, and the same cycle goes over again.
那情况不是这样。
It's not like that.
当你啊一个你有新的生命之后啊。你过日子，你越来越长进，你越来越长大的话，你就越来越少。你就说你犯罪，你跌倒的机会就越来越少。
It's that when you have a new life, then you will gradually grow and you will sin less and less and less.
所以就是说啊，基督徒跟罪的这个关系啊，并不是说你一天到晚同样的继续不断犯罪。事实上是神的生命，神给我们，神改变了我们的生命。如果神没有改变我们的生命的话，那个根本不是圣经里面所说的救恩。
Therefore, it's not a cycle, but it's a change in your life. And if there's no change, and you go through that kind of cycle, then maybe your life has not been changed.
所以就是说，基督徒，你在长大，在长进，越长进的基督徒，他犯罪的次数就越来越少。
Therefore, a Christian who is continuously growing will have less and less times when they sin.
那你说啊，一个还不能够完全奉行圣经的人，是不是可以称为基督徒
？And your last question, a person who cannot keep everything in the Bible, is he still a Christian?
那当然，我们讲话的时候啊，是主要就是要看你所用的那个字的定义如何。
So, we must find out what you mean when you use certain words.
事实上，平常我们讲基督徒的时候，我们并不是说这个基督徒啊，就是一点错误都没有犯，一点毛病都没有，并不是那个意思。
When we refer to Christian, we don't mean that person never sinned, never makes any mistake.
我们所说的基督徒，那就像今天早上苏牧师跟我们讲的，什么叫基督徒呢？基督徒就是那些跟随耶稣的人，决心要跟随耶稣的人。
We must refer to what Reverend Bergstrom referred to this morning. A Christian is a person who follows Jesus.
所以我们要跟随耶稣跟随基督的话我们的生活我们的生命当然会慢慢的改变所以那个就是我们基督徒长进的一个过程
If we follow Jesus our lives will change and this is the process of changing
OK 这里有一个问题啊为何神特别爱以色列人
Why did God love especially the Israelites
为何以色列人与外邦人的待遇不同。
Why are they treated differently from a Gentile?
好，我先回答这个问题啊。
Let me answer this first.
各位晓得，有几次在教育界服务的人晓得一件事。
Those of you know, especially those of you who are in the education.
你要教的，我讲一个例子啊。我们当中有多少个人学过算术？
How many of you here have learned arithmetic before?
我想上过学的没有人都学过，对不对？
I think anybody who's been to school has learned arithmetic.
你学这个算术以后啊，就说 OK、叫什么鸡兔同笼，比如说这里啊有一共有十只动物，那他们有三只只脚，那几只鸡几只兔，那种算法
OK、
你知道你说好吗？
I know. Suppose you're given a problem.
Okay, let me say. Suppose you have a problem. Here's a problem you want to solve. There are 10 animals. We know there are 10 animals. But there are 30 feet. Now, how many chickens and how many rabbits do we have here? Now, 如果你叫我用算术算呢、啊我现在不会算，老师告诉我，我不会算。
If you ask me to do it with arithmetic, I couldn't do it.
因为我从前学算术的时候要背很多的公式啊，背什么东西，所以那个时候你问我在二年级的时候你问我，我会算，可是现在我忘掉了。
At that time, I was memorizing a lot of formulas. So if you asked me then when I was in grade two, I could answer you. Now I couldn't.
可是我现在可以算，我用什么算？我用代数算。
But I can calculate it for you with algebra.
用 x 加 y 等于十。
I can use x plus y equals to 10.
2x 加 4y 等于30，那两立方程就解出来了。
And then 2x plus 4y equals to 30, and you can use the elimination to do it.
我的意思就是说啊，很奇怪，老师先教我们算术，那等到我们算术学好以后，教我们代数，那你代数学好以后啊，你可以把算术忘掉都不要紧。可以解决你的问题。
Because our teachers teach us arithmetic and then teach us algebra. But after you've learned algebra, you can forget about arithmetic. You have no problem.
那我们又接着说，那不是很笨吗？那就干脆教我们代数好了，何必要先教我们算术
？And you say, well, isn't that pretty dumb of the teacher? Why doesn't she or he teach me algebra first?
问题啊，就说如果你不先学算术的话，教你代数你听不懂。我听不懂，不要说你听懂，我听不懂。
The question is.If the teacher teaches me algebra first, I will not understand.
换句话说啊，如果你要把一个真理告诉人呢、啊，你先要把它先带到一个程度，告到了直过的程度以后，你才可以把那个真理讲出来，
In other words,
告诉他。
If you want to teach a person a certain truth, you must bring that person up to a certain level before he or she can understand.
那神啊。要把他的救恩向世界上的人启示出来。
Now God wants to reveal to the people on earth His salvation.
那神要把他的救恩启示出来啊，就要世界上的人够软，要达到直过的程度以后，神的启示他才能够了解。
And the people of this world have to reach a certain level before they can really understand God's salvation.
所以为所要预备世界上的人使他们能够接受到神要 给我们的启示、啊、神就先特别拣选了以色列人做一个预备工作。
So in order to lead the people of this world to that certain level, God has prepared one certain people, the Israelites, to do preparation work.
那神呢、啊、拣选了以色列人在以色列人当中、啊、特别教导他们。
And God picked the Israelites and teach them.
预备他们使神将来在耶稣基督的福音来的时候他们能够接受神的启示
to prepare them so that when the gospel of Christ comes they can understand
这是神特别拣选以色列人的原因
that's the reason God picked the Israelites
可是我们不要忘掉
but let's not forget
神拣选以色列人不是只是为了以色列人本身
God chose the Israelites not becauseNot for the Israelites' sake alone.
神拣选以色列人，乃是要借着以色列人叫全世界人得福分。
God picked the Israelites so that through the Israelites, the whole world can be blessed.
所以我们可以说以色列人是神所用的一个工具，一个 means.
Therefore, we can say that the Israelites are a means of God.
第二方面，我们不要忘掉，因为神特别拣选了以色列人。
And secondly, let's not forget that because God specially chose the Israelites,
所以以色列人的责任也特别重。
So they have an especially heavy responsibility.
在圣经里面，我们所以可以看到的，一贯的都是这样。
We see this in the Bible.
如果你从神那里有特别的交代，有神特别的特权，照样神在你身上的要求，你在神面前所负的责任也特别重。
the more you receive, the more authority you receive from God, the more you're required to do.
所以啊，到底神还是公平。
Therefore, God is still fair and just.
好，第二问题。
Second question.
何谓天堂地狱？
What is heaven? What is hell?
OK, 天堂啊，就是神在的地方。
Heaven is where God is.
也就是将来